dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Is that day on top? Yeah.
I came alive in the drop, big body, all white shit, looked like a yacht.
Oh shit.
Got a 5 minute pop, had a plug in St. Thomas on the trillion.
Real shit. Yeah, nigga. Hope you niggas ready to pod today. Why you looking at me like that, Moses? What's up with you today, man? You all right, bro?
Probably say your uncle a couple halves.
Hey. Probably bought your auntie a couple bags. How you feeling over
auntie?
Dave, you ain't buying bags? You ain't buying a bag?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You trash. You trash ass boyfriend, man. Like, what the fuck?
Nah, Dave bought that. Birkin bag got a laser.
Bags for women.
Yeah. He said, I probably bought your auntie a couple bags. That's what Hov said.
I don't know what type of bags he was talking about.
Birkin bag got a baby ear.
You ain't buying the bag? You want to buy the bag, Dave? Coach?
If the pussy good, I buy a bag. Oh, pussy got to be fired, though.
Why the what if the head is just fire?
That's not, that ain't bag worthy, my nigga.
You buy the bag.
I bought bags.
You bought bags. Yeah.
Like, you. Fuck you talking about? I bought bags.
I know you, Knicks.
I'm a real nigga. Hey, this is Dirty Water
Shopping Bags.
This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex, man.
Moses.
Dave B.
And this is episode 69, motherfuckers.
I already know.
I bought a couple of shopping bags.
CJ in here.
CJ and this bitch. My nigga Vince and this bitch. And we got a guest chilling with us today. His name is go by J.O.
Yo. Here today.
J.O.
Thanks for having me.
Young nigga. You buying bags, J.O.?
Not for head, but I'll buy a bag.
He's smart.
Yeah, gotta be some fire cat.
Pussy gotta be fire. That's a fact.
Why is it just a pussy gotta be fire? Just young,
you can do
bag?
That, man.
You might enjoy it. What if you just a head guy?
Because nowadays,
some niggas are just head guys.
Head ain't new no more. Head's not worth it. Head alone ain't worth it no more.
Gotta have a pussy.
I had that snappy nappy dugout. You know
what the fuck is it? That might be the name of the episode, right?
She might have a snappy nappy. Might have a snappy nappy, but can't, you know what I'm saying, get a brain.
This is episode 69, like I said. Y'all down with the 69?
Ugh.
Y'all don't fuck with the 69?
What's the 69? I'm ignorant.
No, don't play. Don't play, Moses.
You tell me because you married. You tell me what a damn 69 is.
There we go.
All right, I'll tell you what the 69 is, goddamn.
69 ass. 69, nigga. You gonna get a 69 tattoo right in the back of your neck.
Explain to me.
Don't be disrespectful. It's when you and your lady is upside down with each other and she's giving you oral
upside down,
I'm giving her oral.
In the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta stand upside down.
Ass cheeks in your face.
Booty.
All that shit is cool until you get a nice thick girl. Then that bitch suffocates you.
Mm. Well, I like them thick.
Yeah, I understand that, but shorty all on your face, though. You got to gasp for air sometimes.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, that's true. You got to gasp
for
air.
My point exactly. Yeah.
But shit. The big booty, it's like, that's what you want, Dave.
That's a fact.
You don't want the flat ass.
Nice.
You want the flat ass?
Nice little pancake ass. There's nothing wrong with that. Nice little pancake. Nice and soft.
Yeah, shout out to the girls with the ironing boards out there. Mm. You know what I mean?
The ironing boards.
Some got the
I mean, they need love too.
Some got the Denny's pancakes. Like it's flat, but at the end it's kind of curved. It's a curvy.
It curl up at the end.
Yeah, it's a fluffy pancake. That's what I call it.
J.O., flat ass or fat ass?
Oh, I'm definitely ass guy. Fat ass for sure.
So if you do the 69, you want the ass in your face?
Yeah.
It's going to be in your face.
Y'all
regardless.
Talking about breathing, man. That's a casualty of war, man. You got to come up for breath whenever you.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's like swimming. Come up for air. Go back under.
But I'm saying, when the 69 is happening, are you enjoying the head that you're getting? Or are you more focused on eating, you know, doing what you're doing?
See, that's where it comes to who got the best head, bro. If her head's trash, which it shouldn't be, but if it's trash, I'm obviously going.
Yeah, you can't do 69 with a bitch with bad head. That's for sure.
About to say, yeah. But
yes,
man.
You can.
No, you can't.
No, how
you
gonna do that?
You can. You gonna be more focused.
Yes, you can.
Why?
If you're not enjoying it, how you gonna do that?
I didn't say that's what I wanted.
Yeah, why would you want to please
that? I'm saying you can, though.
I'm not pleasing that bitch like that if her head is trash.
Oh, so you don't like pleasing your woman.
All right, you about to say, what if her head is trash head?
That's not my girl if she got trash head. And that's a fact. That's part of the package, nigga. You
yo, no, okay. They ain't potting today.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That throat got to be what it need to be.
You gotta teach them. When you teach them,
yeah, I feel you. But until then, she's not getting. We ain't doing that. That 69 shit. You know what I mean? But you know, that's what it is. Shout out to the Iron Boards.
69 now.
So you not gonna do 69, Moses? You not with it?
Yeah,
you not with 16. The shits?
I do a 69. She got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you would do a 69, but you won't eat ass.
What you mean?
You know what I'm saying? How you doing a 69,
it's
but
a
you
different
won't? The ass is right there, bro.
It's a different kind of. Like I told you, got a chin blocker. You see how your chin is?
Not when you do a 69.
You see your fucking beard?
Not when you do a 69.
Have you seen your fucking beard lately?
I see my beard daily.
Okay,
bro.
That's
I look
fucking
in the mirror,
chin blocking every time.
I look
time.
In the mirror, relax.
You don't have nothing to worry about. Just wash your beard. Just wash your fucking beard and have a nice day.
My nigga J.O., you eat ass?
I ain't eating any bitch ass. It is my girl.
Yeah.
It's my girl.
Yeah. You know, I'm wrong. Hold on. Do you have a girl?
No.
Okay. So if you have a girl, you eating ass?
Not off the back, like
nah. But you eating ass.
See, I only done it to one. Only done it to one girl. So, and the shit. That's when I realized. Yeah, I guess I eat ass. Yeah, man. You see, I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
I eat ass.
It happened out of curiosity. That's all. And it wasn't bad.
Hey, shout out to everybody that loved the fucking 69 position.
What it tastes like? Hot dog.
What?
It's like a little hot dog, reddish.
I heard the nigga
mustard, yeah.
Nah, see, I heard it tastes mustard. I heard it like
coleslaw.
Right?
Coleslaw.
Hot dog with reddish and mustard on it.
They said it tastes like the back of a penny.
Yeah, see, I heard it tastes like pennies, but I guess if it was clean, it ain't really had much taste, bro. If she clean, which she should be, and I hope she is. If not,
you didn't wash her get out of the bathtub.
You should. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be.
It's my girl. She with me all day, of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm only doing it if she get fresh out of the bathtub.
First of all, you shouldn't taste her dinner, no. You nigga, you
that's
know
a
that.
Fact. Yeah, that's a fact.
It's like, oh, you had corn today? Yeah, no. That's not how it's supposed to be.
I hate how corn come out whole, too.
All right. Next
subject. I hate that shit. You
messed up the whole.
Let's go.
Yeah, you messed up the whole vibe. You messed up the whole vibe.
We gonna move on.
You just messed up the whole vibe. You get weird. All
right, man. All
right. And then the booty and the corn. You got corn booty.
Hey, fuck cancer. We don't fuck with cancer around this way. It's episode 69's Dirty Water Podcast. The corona is real. The corona is real. At least that's what they telling me. I'm still not believing it, but I don't know about everybody in this room.
This is a corona update episode. The third episode.
Are y'all sick of the corona?
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everybody with the gloves. Sick of everybody with the mask.
Okay, I feel like
50
I'm
feet.
I'm sick of it.
You sick of it? Why you sick of it? Because you still got work in it?
No, I mean, honestly, hey,
I still got work
still
in
money
it.
Coming to me. I want to work. But right. See, yeah. Let me tell you why. I think it's being blown out of proportion because look at the places that it's hit. It's hit France really hard and it's hit China really hard. Look at France's population. You got like one third of your population is over 65, which is like the prime target range for the virus. So that's one place. And then another place, look at the how contagious it is, China. Mm. How many, look at the population of China.
They got a whole bunch of niggas.
I don't know the population of China.
Well, China.
Yeah.
It's okay, let's put it like this. China at one point had it where you couldn't have more than two kids. And if you did, they took it. They took your kid from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's overpopulated.
Because they had too many kids.
Oh, so that's why they keep coming to America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, that's back in the day. Back in the day they did that. It's not the
It's not like
now.
That now, but they're still really overpopulated.
I see Trump say this is a China virus.
They still want men over there.
Yeah, Trump is
saying this nigga says this is a China virus.
Did you hear what I said? What'd
I
you
heard
say?
He called it the Kung Flu.
Oh my God.
Kung Flu.
What'd you say, Moses?
I that said they still funny. Want more men in there than women.
A lot of men women is affected.
Yeah. A lot of sex trafficking, especially women. Not just killing
them. Oh, so you persuade niggas not to buy pussy at a time like this.
I want to talk.
Listen, you gotta get your nut off, my nigga.
What I'm just saying, that. I'm just asking. You said a lot of sex.
What is going on with you?
You better put a mask on that bitch and make her wear some gloves.
You gotta put a mask on that bitch.
You're weird potting. That's what
I'm not gonna tell you not to get your nut off, bro. You figure that shit out. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I don't like the way it's going. I don't like the way it's going. I really don't. I don't like the way this is going. This is scaring the fuck out of me. You're creeping the fuck out of me. First you with corn.
I'll tell you a fact. I'm out here. That's a fact, because I'm out here getting pussy during the coronavirus.
I know that's right.
Listen, I'm out here, baby.
Sizzling it up.
No, hold on, because I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. During this coronavirus and you got a quarantine and shit, the in-house pussy is the best pussy right now, you motherfuckers.
I hear that.
I can tell you that right now.
That's less risk.
You ain't, you ain't got to go out.
Nowhere.
Yeah. You got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's less risk, but you know.
That's why you have, a contract. That's why
niggas got to sometimes get out the house because you know that in-house pussy get boring.
Nah.
Oh, okay, married nigga.
You
Yeah. Thank you.
This nigga, nah. Yeah, nigga, I know.
You got a contract. Some niggas ain't kind of. There's some people out there is breaking up right now because of coronavirus.
The problem is, I don't think y'all came across good pussy yet.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Y'all sitting here talking about married nigga and they get born. Maybe the pussy just that good.
No,
so the pussy is
nobody
that good
wanted your ass. That's what
I'm just, the pussy
nobody,
that good, I'm
nobody
just,
fucking wanted your ass. That's what it was. You okay. know what
Damn.
So your
that's
wife
you
was
like,
yeah.
That's fucking.
She
your wife
saved
the
you, motherfucker. That's how some situations is. Save a motherfucker.
Mm. Oh, she saved you. That's what
he said. Yeah, she saved him. Let me save this.
That's what
I don't.
Said.
I don't like the way this is going.
See how he was. You remember how he was young? I used to shake my head plenty of times.
I had some good pussy.
You remember that shit,
bro? What was I doing when I was young for you to shake your head, bro? What was I doing when I was young for you to shake your head?
Like when the leg up down thing was out of style, you still was doing it.
What? Yeah. I was like, you talking about?
Yeah.
You talking about the LL Cool J?
Yeah, the LL Cool J.
When you
cool
put
J
the
style.
When you put the one leg up?
Yeah.
When you, nah, I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, you still doing?
I'm glad you wasn't doing.
I
that.
I was not doing that. He's making
still,
that bullshit.
He was
now.
Still doing that. With
still
pink socks.
Coming here with a dad hat with the straps hanging to the side, and he wasn't telling me I had my one leg up.
And you did have the one
I
leg
didn't
up.
Do that. The coronavirus.
You was hey loving it. Hey lover, this is more than a crush.
That's funny.
Your vocals are trash. Yo, your vocals are fucking trash.
I'm not singing to you. I'm not fucking supposed to.
No, I heard your vocals just now.
Singing, I'm not singing to you.
Please don't. The coronavirus is real. Stay away from motherfuckers.
You need to stop drinking.
Yo, that's another thing. These motherfuckers talk about closing the fucking liquor stores and shit. I'm
yeah,
like,
we ain't got
up.
Time for that.
What are we doing out here? I have to be drunk out here.
You're gonna be the first.
Times.
You see that? Like, you see that? Wait, hold on.
You're gonna be the first
hold
broke.
Hold on.
Like,
hold on.
During these times,
hold on.
Man, this
thing,
is bad times.
Hold on.
Right
this nigga got to be drunk to stay in the house with his wife. Alcohol.
The coronavirus has had me fucked up. I gotta actually be at home and be like the actual family man. Like, you know what I'm saying? With this coronavirus.
Yeah,
shit.
It's tough. You need a drink.
Like, I like to sometimes just ride around the city, do nothing with my life, just to get away. But no. I got to sit up in here because y'all ain't ready to come with a curfew. New York is fucked up. Cali is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They shutting shit down.
But that on some real shit, if it really is a virus out here, we do need to stay in the house just so to stop the shit from spreading and get that leg thing die down, and then we'll be out for a little bit. If that is true, you know what I mean? I'm going to be out here. I'm working still, so we out here.
I'm with Dave. I'm still out here working, so I'm not too...
I'm out here working.
Are you working, Moses?
Yeah. Don't give a fuck about me. I'm black.
Slow down, man.
Got a contract.
You think just
because
you black, they don't give a fuck
about
you?
Yeah, you different.
I don't know why you different.
He other. Every time we put tests, he put other.
I'm gonna start putting other.
How about that? Yo, get the other treatment.
No, I'm just an other nigga. That's it. Hey,
you don't even know what you want to be. I'm a reverend.
Nah, let's be real though.
My name is.
Let's say they shut down the whole state of North Carolina. How long can you stay in the house?
How long you think you can stay?
How long you stay in the crib?
Like, you mean financially or like everything, all the way around?
Like, they said, nah, nigga, you can't leave, or we gonna arrest your ass.
Before you start getting uncomfortable, how long could you stay in the house before shit get a little rocky for you? Until you start to be like, you know what? I'm about to risk it.
Why would he risk it, though? You know what I'm saying? Why would he, like, yeah, how long could you sit, just chill?
Oh, I'm an outgoing person. I like to be out. I like just ever since this coronavirus been gone, I've still been out here.
You know what I mean?
So
shit don't stop, man.
So probably about 3 weeks of isolation before I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll risk it.
And no pussy.
3 weeks is when I'm going.
Yeah. You know what I mean? 3 weeks. Me, I don't know. As long as I got some weed.
But you running low.
But see, now you changing the whole
thing. I'm just throwing your scenario. Because you might be running low.
I might be. I might not be either, though. That's the thing.
Oh, you stocked up.
I did not take that into it.
Yeah.
See,
you know what I mean?
See where it gets fucked up at?
If I have weed, I'll be good for, I would say, three weeks to about a month before I start making that decision to risk it all with the police that's patrolling, you know what I mean? Like, you know what?
Now they got the tanks in New York now.
Well, they ain't start doing nothing crazy with them, but yeah, they out there. They out there. But, you know.
What about you, Moses? How long you gonna hold out? You sitting in the crib?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days, nigga. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you. That's it?
About. Yeah, I'm wild out.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I don't wanna be in the fucking house. Shit to do.
But
you can't cage me. I'm not no fucking animal.
But there ain't shit.
You can't cage me.
But there ain't
I'm
shit.
Not an animal.
There ain't shit for you to do, though, bro.
Hmm?
Ain't nothing open. I'm
going to make
open.
Shit for me to do.
There's nothing open.
Huh? Hoodie on.
You want to go get food? You got to order out. Drive through.
I want to go get food? Going to the store.
Well, if you can't leave the crib, ain't no drive through, nigga. You stupid.
You got an Uber Eats, you stupid.
Hey, Josh, cut your fucking phone.
I don't think the Uber Eats is gonna work neither, motherfucker. Like,
nah, ain't nobody leaving, nigga.
They went there, got Uber Eats. Yeah. Still working.
I could listen, I was already going to the crib and going to work and going to the crib, so this shit
Can
ain't
you
bothering
cook for
me.
Yourself.
Who, me? Yeah, hell yeah. What do you mean?
You good?
Yeah, I'm Gucci. I'll stay in that motherfucker the whole year. And you know what? Fuck it. I'm taking this time in 2020 to stack my money.
But
I like to go places and do little trips and shit.
I'm talking about
I'm getting my money back from shit.
Talking about staying in the house. You can't go nowhere.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm
I
good.
Feel like I'm in fucking jail.
You know how many niggas is on the PlayStation now, bro?
Yeah, I can play
everybody,
that.
Everybody, we all playing that, now. I got mad niggas to play
that
with.
That gets born after a while.
It's like,
see what the world done came to?
Niggas born after a while.
Internet interactions. Y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all don't need to talk to nobody.
I also noticed that, you know, since everybody home and the internet, my shit been running kind of slow. Like everybody home.
Now what happens when the internet down? Then you're like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, nah,
I gotta leave.
Nah, yeah. But that's when I get like you, Dave. As long as I got my weed, I'm good.
No, you're not. The internet is gone. You gonna freak out.
I'm not gonna.
You know how much your Pornhub app is going off?
This thing getting all
every
the
new video.
First of all,
it's a wrap. You won't get no new video. You gonna freak out.
No, listen. First of all, I don't have Latino to worry about big booty. Pornhub because, nigga, I'm quarantined with my wife. Nigga, I got in-house pussy. I don't have to worry about Pornhub now.
Okay. I gotta say.
I'm good.
Yo, so never once throughout your marriage you ain't visited a Pornhub. Like no type of sex site.
First of all, he's got a Pornhub tattoo on his thigh. This nigga Moses got the
he's got a porn tattoo on his thigh.
Tattoo. But listen, no, me and my wife watch Pornhub together.
Thank you, you're still on the internet.
But I'm not gonna need it if I got in-house pussy. Fuck the Pornhub, nigga. I don't need that shit.
You just said you watched the Pornhub with the wifey.
Yeah, but I don't need it.
You have to watch it.
I don't need it.
You watch it.
So you with your girl?
I don't need it.
You with your girl? You got the in-house pussy popping? No, nigga. That's
I
what
can't
I'm
go
saying,
to it.
Nigga.
No.
You need the Pornhub, not me, nigga.
Why would I need the Pornhub?
Because you want to see some cheeks.
Get out of here.
All right, whatever, man.
I'm married.
First of all, I don't need Pornhub. I got my own videos. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's why I love Dave.
I can start a whole fucking channel if I want to. But you know,
I got my videos in my head.
You gotta have consent nowadays. They frown upon that now.
I don't need no consent for videos in my head, man. The memories.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Shout out to Trump. Trump said he giving 1K to everybody.
You know what? I like memories, too. Because you could put anybody's face on that memory. And then it could be whoever the hell you want.
When you
know
with somebody
you
so
a nasty
long.
Nigga. That's just what it is. You a filthy. Dave is filthy.
He's when you with somebody so long, you can picture another face.
And you know that's true too, because you don't think about your wife every time.
You think about Beyonce.
Why?
I'm saying
every time.
My wife is fine.
I know.
You think about Beyonce,
my nigga.
You think about I'm JG. She's Beyonce.
Nah, talk this shit.
I'm in the role playing. I'm in the role playing.
She get boring. Even when I was in a relationship, it didn't get boring.
So you also saying she think about another nigga when she fuck with me?
I'm pretty sure she does.
Especially that face.
I'm going home with an argument. I don't like that.
I'm pretty sure she does.
She better not.
It's plenty of time.
She's fucking better not. How about that?
When I get in sexy mode,
you listen to every episode. You fucking better not.
Nah, my nigga, you can't control her fantasy, my nigga. Whatever she got going on in her head, you know what I mean? It's like whatever you got. So what makes you upset is that you thinking about her, but she thinking about another nigga the whole time. That's what hit her. Like, nah, she better not.
You know he coming in with the robe on. Look like Winnie the Pooh.
She didn't want to get married, so she wanted to be with me forever. So you better not be thinking about another nigga. God damn it. That's what I'm saying.
A fantasy is the same thing every day.
She with you every night. That's what counts.
You change.
What's going on in her head is something else.
Fuck out of here.
You change.
Listen, you got to take that come with the
hell
good
hell yeah,
and the bad.
I change for the
yeah,
better.
You that, losing weight now, that, you, but you was fat.
I'm losing weight because I'm eating better.
You was
it's
fat.
It's not the coke. Y'all going to stop telling me I'm a cokehead.
You had stress marks.
You had stress marks
on your elbow.
He had
stress marks on his elbow.
Who the fuck said he was a cokehead?
Nobody said that.
I didn't say that.
Y'all said it off the air.
No. See, that's you. You still paranoid about him. Coke.
Yeah. Okay, next subject.
Hey. Nobody said that. Nobody said that.
You get right for me right now. You do it.
So, what y'all gonna do with that 1K that Trump gonna give you? $1,000.
I need that. That come in handy.
What you gonna do with it, Dave? Gonna pay some extra bills you got?
No, why would I do that?
I was just asking.
I'm going to buy, how much is a QP nowadays? I'm looking for the best deal.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of shit shut down. I don't know who like, nigga, what the weed, how's the weed man doing?
The
out
weed,
here?
Weed man oh, is, weed is still is thriving out here.
Really?
That's the one profession that is probably prospering right now. Everybody stuck in the house. Who you think?
But California yeah. shut down. How they? Like, what's going on?
California
ain't the only plug, bro. There's a lot of other states that get that ship in.
Talk your shit, my nigga. Jo, what's up? Let me know something.
A whole bunch of different ones, bro. Like, you got some. You got Washington, Colorado. You got people that run actually
shout
run
out
up
to
there.
Seattle. When you say Washington, shout out to Seattle. I love it there.
You got the runners, or they got
you got
runners
people that go
there.
Up there and get it, and then take like, it
back. Oh, niggas still traveling. Doing, yeah, niggas
all
still
doing,
traveling.
They're just recommending quarantine right now. That's a recommendation. We don't gotta listen. So all the plugs out here is still moving. Cause money's still moving. Money's still flowing.
Yeah. Money's still flowing.
What you going to buy, nigga? What would you spend on your $1,000 on if you get that check?
A dick pump.
I said it! I fucking said it!
A dick pump!
I said it! I said it! I don't fucking... I'm lit!
Oh, my God.
Now, what you going to get?
In-house pussy! I need a dick pump now.
Tattoo on your thighs. Give me some more Vaseline for my thighs, baby.
See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. See, my niggas is potting. My niggas is potting now, goddammit. My niggas is potting, goddammit.
This nigga's retarded.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking skid marks. Nasty bitch.
The 1K. Well, you understand.
Look at your friend. He's so disgusted. Look at your friend. He's so disgusted right now. He's like, I shouldn't even fucking came.
All
right,
let me let you know.
Oh, man.
So I think I'm going to get the 3K. I'm going to get the 3K because me and my wife would get 1K a piece, and we got two kids. They get 500 a piece from what I read. So I would get 3,000.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Okay. So while y'all sitting cracking y'all jokes and talking all y'all shit, and it's fuck y'all at the end of the day.
Nigga, what would you buy? I don't give a fuck about.
That's not like taxes. I can just go bag me a girl.
They gonna tax
right
me
now.
With that shit too. They gonna tax us.
Oh yeah, they do tax.
They gonna tax us on this shit.
So go ahead. They giving our money back and then taxing us. Cause if you pay taxes, they giving you $1,000 back, right?
I'm watching the stock market. I'm gonna buy some stock.
Oh, you being smart.
I would
smart.
Be careful right now, man.
No, that's why I said I'm watching it.
But I'm about to say, with all everything hold on to coming my, to a halt, it's about to plummet.
I hold on to my 3K. Notice I said my 3K. And I'll use it for stock when the shit start building, right? Okay. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, good luck, nigga.
What you mean, good luck with it?
Yeah, good luck. What about you, Moses?
Moses gonna buy another piece of jewelry. That's what the fuck he gonna do. You know he like to be icy and put rings on his fingers.
That shit don't cost $1,000.
He gonna get $1,000 worth of it.
Those are spoons.
First of all, I'm buying property where you live at
for $1,000.
1K.
Get off me, nigga.
I'm buying property where you live at.
Oh, man.
Then we're gonna see what the fuck happened with it.
You ain't buying no fucking property. I'm lit.
Broke the next day.
That's it. That's all you doing.
Nah, man. I'm investing, man.
Invest in what, though?
I'm gonna save it.
That's always good.
So, like I usually do, broke.
Save it and act broke.
I'm gonna buy some more toilet paper, too.
More toilet paper.
Yeah, see the toilet paper's going ham out here.
If same anything, bro. You need to invest in toilet paper. Not buy more toilet paper. What about you, J.O.?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go spend half of that on probably a good fucking time.
Good time.
I don't know.
Good time during the quarantine?
What's
that's sick.
Yeah, like, what's a good time during the quarantine?
Damn,
like,
that's fucked up. Yeah, I ain't going nowhere. I forgot all about that.
You probably going to invite some escorts, huh?
See, I'm gonna tell you why I wouldn't do that, because I feel like
the corona coming. If you
I'm not
do
a person that,
right?
that would pay for it, so I feel like if I pay for it, what I would want would cost too much, and I feel like I wouldn't be able to afford what I wanted.
I agree.
Damn.
And I keep asking,
if I'm paying for it, bro, it better be something. Better be something good.
I'm just asking y'all. If you paying for pussy, you never feel like you paying for STDs.
No,
that's because, what the condom is for.
Well, yeah. See, and that's why I wouldn't pay for pussy, because I don't want to use a condom if I'm paying, bitch. You fucking shitting me? I'm paying top dollar. I'm going raw, nigga. You shitting me? But you know, I mean, that's frowned upon. So.
Yeah, you.
So I'm gonna just stay out of that. I'm gonna just stay out of that.
That's frowned upon.
Yeah,
you got condoms, but condoms do break. Do they not?
They do. Like I said,
I'm just saying, dude, condoms do not break.
Yeah, I understand that, but like I said, if I'm paying for it, I don't plan on using a condom anyway. So what are we talking about? You know what I mean, so man,
we don't pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't pay for it.
Yeah, that's some dirty dick shit. I'm out of that.
I know, dirty dick. I know plenty of people got dirty.
That's why.
Why you? Well, first of all, hold on. Why you know plenty of people that? Never mind. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Delta.
Yeah, you know too many dicks, my nigga.
Yeah, right. What the fuck's going on?
That's a weird
pause.
Sentence.
You the dickheads, motherfucker. You the dickheads. Black motherfuckers.
Touche, my
I don't know no dicks, you nasty motherfuckers.
Shout out to Delta. Them motherfuckers rewarded all my shit. You know,
yeah.
Me and my son was going to Philly to see the Houston Rockets game.
And get a Philly cheesesteak.
I was trying to get a Philly cheesesteak, but they rewarded my Sky Miles. I got all 40,000 points back. So I'm saving them. Hey, yo, this whole fucking quarantine and this coronavirus shit, I'm saving money all 2020. You know, I ain't going nowhere. How about that?
Fuck it.
I'm just going to save my money. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, I'm stacking up.
You
going to cut
working,
your own
right?
hair too?
No, I'm going to keep seeing my barber. Shout out my barber. I'm going to tell my barber to pull up. They ain't shut the barbershops down yet, but I feel
not,
like they going
not
to.
Not down here. New York they did, though.
New York is fucked up. I seen tanks and shit.
It's a lot of people. It's a
How
lot
you
of
feel
people.
About that, Dave? Will you be able to survive in New York other. Right now?
I'll be fine, nigga, as long as I got some weed.
Would you survive in New York?
I think it's just a curfew. It's just a curfew. They got to be in the house by like 8 or something like that. You just got to get your ass up and handle your business.
Hold on.
Take your ass in the house.
Would you survive in New York being, because you've been away from a good minute, right?
That's why I told Dave earlier how I had a conversation with Dave about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, bro, we got to go to New York. I got to go to New York for the summer, like for 5-6 days. I got to smell the air. I got to taste the air. You know what I mean? I got to feel my roots. I got to see people just walking fast. Like, you know what I mean? I got to see motherfuckers not holding the door for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I need that feeling just to get more motivated, and then now I don't even look like it's going to happen.
How long has it been, though?
2015? Mm. I gotta go.
Yeah, I remember.
I gotta smell the bus fumes, the Uber and cab fumes. I you know what I mean? I have to do it.
Shit, because you ain't even New York no more.
I gotta get a slice of pizza.
Shit. Should it be back up?
It's not the same when it's coming fresh out the oven, though, Vince. Like, when it come fresh out the oven and they
got a pizza for you, aluminum foil. Yo, yeah. I got this for you.
Vince is sick.
Fresh. Yeah, yo, want to bring me a whole
pizza for you,
piece.
My nigga.
I'm going to drive
you know how long
you
was in the back seat? I had to smell that shit the whole way there, man.
Now I got
to
rewarm it
in the
back
fucking
up.
Back seat, man.
Had your pizza on the dashboard, though. A whole 9-10 hour ride.
People coming in my car asking I got Pringles. You got the Pringles?
Shout
smell like the pizza kind of here.
Shout out to New York, though, because New York is listening to us. I see Yonkers. I see White Plains. I see New York. Rochelle.
914, what up?
Yeah, whole Westchester County is holding us down. Fairville, what up? Charlotte, keep fucking with us. Damn, man. This whole...
Unknown still fucking with us.
That's a fact, bro.
Shout out to y'all, too.
You think it's the feds? It's not the feds. I don't think it's the feds. It might be the feds. I seen fucking Turkey fucking with us, Germany, like all kind of like overseas type
Germany?
Shit.
Germany? Ooh.
Especially like.
I heard they like niggas out there too.
Oh, you want to go see some Germany?
I want to go to Germany. I can tell you that right now.
You want to go to Germany, J.O.?
Oh, yeah. CJ probably want to go to Germany too.
Why?
Why would CJ want to go to Germany? Exactly. Shut your ass.
He'd get all of it.
What? They going to think CJ Nigerian.
All of the MP. Huh, CJ? All of the MP. You know what the fuck I mean?
Oh, oh, this nigga is
MP.
Wild. This nigga is wild. No, 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 no. Now you about to make this nigga cut some shit out.
Like, right now. Nah.
They will never understand MP. Shit.
Yeah.
Even, hold on, now pause this shit, CJ. Pause this shit.
Hey, man, we good. Great, man.
We good.
Oh, what the fuck? Well, fuck, see, fuck it, I know. I ain't know.
Hairy face?
Straight, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
You changed, Moses.
I'm sick of you, Alicia Keys' face.
No, ever since you got your fucking tax money and put these extra rings on your fingers, like, I don't know what's going on.
I got two rings
you.
That I've been had.
Yeah, nah, they blinging, though.
My mom gave me these rings.
No, they did. No, she
you
did.
Fucking hate her.
No, she mama did. Gave me that.
My mom can't give me nothing? Oh, wow. You got
are
a mom,
cool?
too.
Are y'all cool with
she
2020?
She gave you stuff. She gave you them socks and underwear you keep fucking wearing.
No, she didn't.
She can always get you Fruity Balloons.
I work for my shit now, bro.
Fruity Balloons.
I work for my shit
Fruity
now,
Balloonies.
Bro.
She gave you them socks and underwear that you pissed on that one time.
Huh? And the white socks.
Yeah.
And the white socks drawer.
You know what I mean?
Now you won't fucking sleep. She can you never, know what the fuck you did.
Never forget.
You woke
you
up.
For that.
Oh, I'm going to pretend like I'm asleep. I'm sick of these white ass fucking clothes. Ain't my fucking clothes anyway.
So your wife could clean it up. You ain't yeah. shit. You ain't
who the
shit,
fuck
man.
Pees and wipe their balls at the same time? You ain't fucking sleep.
Oh, that's nasty.
What the fuck are y'all talking about right now?
I don't know. We just went crazy. I don't know. I don't
like,
know.
How did this shit just go to I'm just pissing everywhere? Like, yeah. What the fuck is going on?
You got sanitizer. All
right, let's go.
Squirt, squirt.
Are y'all cool with 2020 so far, though?
I am. What about you, though?
Nah, 2020 is all fucked up.
What do you feel?
It started
why
out
say
with
that?
Rocky.
Hold on.
We lost Kobe.
Okay, yeah.
We got the Rona out here.
Yeah, it's starting out a little rocky.
You know what I'm saying?
But, you know.
It's. You I hate
gotta,
2020.
You just got to ride it through. Nigga.
And the even years are usually my great years. Mm. When I make the most money, do whatever I want to do, take the most trips. I had canceled trips yeah. with my son. Like, I don't like that type of shit. It's all fucked up in 2020.
It'll all pan thank out. Just stick in there, my nigga. Don't hang it
after
up.
After all this shit happening, you got that stack from having to be sitting at the house. You ain't going to hate it.
If I can't play with the stack, it don't matter.
Said,
hey, shit is closed. Mm. Everything is closed. It'll I got to order. Out. I can't even go sit down in a restaurant and have a good, you know, salmon or something. Like, I got to go good, order man. It to go.
You should be cooking, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah, that's what niggas is definitely doing right now. I'm that's definitely right. cooking. Like, but damn, I mean, niggas.
I think 2020 ain't going good.
Fuck 20.
Just focus on yourself. Like,
everybody
yeah,
got
to say. Personally.
I think you were. You're like, 2020 yeah, 2020 is good for like for yourself. I think you're worrying about other shit. That's what the thing about it is. I don't worry
I think
about
it's
other
good
shit. I worry about myself.
I think everybody
what's
needs
going
to,
on.
Everybody needs to humble themselves, and I think this is humbling a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You sit your ass down, figure out what you need to do. Don't sit in the house just fucking wasting time, nigga. Figure some shit out. Yeah, this shit gonna niggas. Clear up, you know what I mean?
A lot of niggas cooking oodles and noodles. Man, chicks learning how to cook now.
Learning how to cook.
Putting egg
yo,
with it
yo,
on.
Niggas is being parents now.
Yeah.
Niggas school is. I don't yeah. even think school
niggas
coming
forced
back
to stay home with like, the kids you know, now. Yeah. Damn man, it.
I gotta teach her the 1, 2, 3s. Like, it's all
and then calling
shit.
The school. So when y'all open again, sir, please. You called yesterday.
Yeah, that nigga that wasn't taking care of his kids, he got to stay in the house.
I feel
now.
For the people. That's I'm gonna crazy. Say this though. I feel for the people that continue to have to work and don't have nobody to watch their kids while they continue to have to work. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's fucked up. Like,
now, if y'all want to talk about people being screwed by coronavirus, I heard what Yale did. Right?
No, yeah. I didn't hear what
no,
Yale
not
did.
Not Yale, Harvard.
What they do?
Like. Last week or 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday, they told all the students. Now think about it: number one school where all the transfer students come from all over the world. Told them they had on a Wednesday. They had till Sunday to be completely off the campus. If you're on the campus, you consider trespassing.
Shut that. Damn.
After that Sunday,
shut
so
that whole
kids
shit down.
That are from out of state, they got to find their way home. You probably still got some that still don't know how to be home. This coronavirus is really hitting.
It's fucked up out here, man.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, moral of the story.
Quarantine, nigga.
Yeah, that ain't.
Sanitizer and soap, bro. I don't know why people are talking about this. Like, they're arguing which one they need. You need both. It's a combo. Yeah.
I just don't understand why niggas ain't think they didn't need that from the beginning. Y'all, we been needing this shit. Y'all ain't been using this shit?
That's what I'm saying.
like, y'all ain't been washing y'all hands after y'all wipe y'all asses? Like, what the fuck's going on out here?
No, nigga.
It's fucked up, man.
Are you stupid? You done seen niggas in restaurants anywhere you go, use the bathroom, walk the fuck out. Nigga, you ain't gonna wash your hands, nigga?
Whatever, man. Shit's fucked up, man.
Yeah, cleanliness is next to godliness.
Hey, let me tell y'all some funny shit, though. The daycare had me fucked up.
Why?
They had me fucked up because...
Try to put you in timeout?
No. See, you know, my daughter still goes to daycare, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they thought they was going to continue to charge me, even though, because my wife doesn't have to work during this time.
Right.
And she can stay home with the kids.
Okay.
So if y'all not watching my child, why the fuck would I continue to pay y'all weekly?
Now, I understand. Don't you find something weird about that? The schools are closing.
Yeah.
The daycares aren't.
So you want me to send my daughter to the corona?
Still, though.
What the fuck is going on?
It's just like, what we doing here?
Yeah,
it's like if the family got it and they bringing the kid into the fucking daycare.
And they bringing in outside kids because they can't go to school.
Exactly. So their business is picking up.
You're right. So y'all want to sit here and try to say, well, you're paying for the slot. Well, she's not coming in.
Yeah.
You don't have to feed her. You don't have to watch her. You don't have to tell her to stop doing that. You don't have to tell her to color something. But you want to still charge me, damn near $200 a week. Yeah. I hate daycares, nigga. Like, I ain't going to lie. Like, I hate that shit.
It's necessary,
though.
Money anyway.
It's necessary. This might be the youngin' in me. Is that for one kid?
Yes.
This is right
for here. One kid. Damn near $200 a week. A week.
That's yours. Man.
Weekly. Yeah. They try to continue to charge me. So I said, nah, fuck y'all. I'm not paying y'all.
Daycare's expensive, bro.
I didn't plan on paying y'all during this time. So we went to corporate on the motherfuckers. And they try to tell me, oh, well, you could pay half of that. I'm like, nah, that's still not going to happen.
I ain't paying
that. Like, if she's not coming, because after this year, then she's in, public schooling, like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to even worry about, I'm not paying y'all, I'm quarantining, goddamn it.
He's like, fuck.
Like, I need my money. Like, why y'all need my money?
This nigga said, fuck the rest of the year.
Yeah, the rest of the year is over, bro. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't doing shit. I'm just saving my money. And guess what?
No,
I'm going to say,
your wife could take care of that too.
Yeah, and guess what? If y'all want to hold off on these mortgages and these rents and all that shit, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to pay y'all. Cool. For a month or two or three? Nice.
Just cancel 2020 as a whole.
Nah, not yet.
Dang. Sound like y'all ain't cool with 2020.
Right. Nah, I'm lit. I'm lit.
Yeah, so they can't. Don't worry about that shit.
I'm a fucking genius.
I'm going to go left. So as a man, y'all want your ass licked?
Okay. Yeah, you going left, all right.
I went left. What you want me to do?
Man.
As a man,
would
you want your
ass
licked? I'm going to
tell you about this ass-licking situation.
I don't know.
With this fucking ass-licking. If you ever put your fucking red tongue.
Your pink tongue.
Why is it red?
It
right, yeah. What the fuck?
Shorty been eating an icy or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Cool. You want a hot tongue in your ass? You nasty motherfucker. you want to drink hot tea and lick your ass?
This is Dirty Water Podcast.
That's crazy.
Y'all motherfuckers are stupid, man.
You want a hot cork pipe, okay? You fucking hot pocket bitch.
Oh, Moses Potty.
Y'all good? Yeah.
Moses Potty.
I'm in here.
Let's go.
Yeah, nah.
So listen.
Yeah, man.
I don't need all that.
There we go.
Don't lick my ass, okay?
I don't need all that.
Don't surprise me. Don't sneak up on me. First of all, ain't no possible way you can get to my ass without me knowing. So
okay. Yeah, I see it. Well,
I'm tired.
I don't know what you're saying.
You got that one.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Well, go ahead, Moses.
That might be the name
in the front
episode.
In the front,
you can get to my balls.
In the
she
front,
can get to my ass.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's think about this. Licking ass is front to back, right?
Or from the front, maybe.
The balls is in the front.
You listen. You get your
ass. The balls is in the front.
You get your ass licked however you position.
The balls is in the fucking front. It's in the center.
Pause.
How is she? How is she? I'm explaining. No, go ahead, pause.
Go ahead, Moses.
How is she doing that? Right. Explain to me from the front. You talking about you because you're from the ball. What, you had a, your dick sucked from the back or something?
No, I haven't. All right, listen.
So, yes, because that's the only fucking way. You nasty motherfucker.
I didn't say anything yet.
This episode is gross.
This episode is getting to some shit. This episode is getting to some shit, Dave. Let's get to it.
Niggas like they ass lick.
No, what I was
saying. I didn't say me.
What I was saying, I'm tired niggas be like, oh, it just happened, man. I didn't even know what she was doing.
Right. And you
she
can't lick, stop, no. No, you can't no, stop cause her. Ain't no she way. Moving. She doing what she doing.
You can't stop her.
What you mean? You can't stop her. What you talking about?
You can't stop
her. Oh, that's Mary talk.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I'm
you
stupid.
Can't stop her.
Nigga, I am
what?
Stupid.
You
that's married
you
talk.
Can't stop
that's how you talk when you be married. Because you're trying things.
Now, when Shorty pull a toy out, you can't stop her.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can definitely
you
stop
mean?
The toy.
Oh, no, you can stop the toy.
You didn't
no,
say
you
that.
You can't stop.
Because you just said the right rules. There, things that's... is coming. Oh, Dave is going hard. Dave is going hard. Dave is going hard.
Yeah, nah. I mean, listen, if you like your ass licked, that's on you. I'm not judging you.
As a me, yeah. Asking you as judging. A man, dude.
I don't
yeah,
care
nah,
about.
I mean, listen,
I don't care about that. But what I'm saying, I get tired, niggas. Yeah, that's, as you, that's yeah, not my man, style, Shorty. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking with Shorty, style. Right? And you know, she shook my balls.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, she turned me around, man.
She turned
like,
you
what
around.
She doing? You know what I'm saying? Because you looking at him like, what the fuck? So he look at you. Well, you know, I'm like, what's she doing? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Then
she take a tongue.
And then
she
said, it has some peanut butter. Hell she has some okay. Peanut butter too, right?
Whoa.
She has some peanut butter.
Why she got peanut butter?
Shut up. She has some peanut butter. Yeah. She grabbed the peanut butter. I was like, what's she doing? She about to eat a sandwich? I don't know. She trying to have some shakes. That's I want some shakes. I want shakes night. But... anyways, she opened my butt cheeks up. I'm like, oh no. Oh, and no. Then it started happening. I'm like, oh.
Right.
It feel good. Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
And he don't want to explain to you like that, yeah, but he's trying to explain. I don't know what was happening. You knew what the fuck was happening. Mm-hmm. You was trying it.
I tell you what, Moses, that shit sound like.
That's nasty.
All right, I can tell you, I never had that shit happen to me. But from
you
like
lying.
I said from no, but
he's still young.
Whole,
like he's still
whole,
you got time.
From the whole eating ass thing, and I was like, I didn't think I'd do that. Shit, I can't say what the fuck I think I'd do. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Right, it depends how bad the bitch is, huh?
Yeah.
You nasty nigga.
Well, listen, I said
that. That oh, he
I understand,
is,
but
that's
you nasty.
A good,
and
that's
it's
a
good
question.
What?
How bad
would,
is she?
Yeah, if she was that bad. Mm-hmm. Would you let her
I
eat
gonna,
your ass?
I ain't gonna front. Rihanna wanna eat my ass?
Oh, that's going down.
We gonna get real nasty in there. And that's a fact. That's a big
I don't
fact.
Know, man. You like the boo-boo a lot.
Yeah,
I don't think she gonna like
fact.
That.
That's a fact!
J.O., you better...
Yo! I'm lit!
First of all, that risk is on her. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Nigga, she knew that before she decided to do that.
She knew that before she decided to do that.
Yo.
That is a fact. Is, nigga,
look at
what?
CJ. Yo, nasty.
Mm-hmm. See, my thing is this. I've been offered to get my ass licked.
And you did it.
Don't shout out to wifey. Try, man.
She,
yeah, and you did it. Cause you did.
Y'all gonna Dave, y'all gonna cut.
Dave,
no, y'all listen, no, listen. No, it's cool, no, it's cool. Y'all
no,
gonna cut.
Wait.
No, it's cool.
Dave,
no, it's cool.
Didn't I tell you? I said, look, he walked different. Ooh! I said, look, he walked different. I said, watch.
You did say
he gonna tell us soon. But he walking a little different.
Yo,
talking about me,
that's
nigga.
The name of the
I'm Moses,
right?
Nigga.
He walked different.
He walking different.
My love.
I've been offered, but.
You don't say come with me. You
I
say
denied.
Walk with me now. Mm.
I denied because I was scared I would like it.
That's a fact.
And I ain't want her to be keep that's doing that to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, that's not something you want to get.
That's
not something you want to get.
Wait a minute. So
regularly. You know what I mean? Like,
I still got to kiss her.
She still spread
like,
it.
You know what I mean?
Nigga, she kiss you. You eat her butt, nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck you talking
oh, yeah,
about?
That's true.
Yeah, but,
that's, true.
Yeah.
That's true. You got me there, Dave. You got me there. I can't even say shit.
So basically, she's just taking advantage of your stupid ass.
So you know how dirty your butt is. That's what it is. This nigga, my ass is dirty, so I can't kiss you.
You're smart. Yeah.
I get it. I get yeah. it. I understand that.
She's taking advantage of him. Right. He just, yeah.
I understand.
We're not going to do what you want to do because you fucked up. Just do
Dave,
whatever.
I got to have one up.
No, nigga, she got one up on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Damn. Yeah, you looking butt. Yeah.
All right.
And cabbage. Right. Spinach. Corn.
Okay.
French fries.
French fries.
Would Reese pork.
Would y'all fuck a midget?
So you still eating pork?
No, I don't eat pork.
Because she eat pork.
She not eating pork.
If you looking
yeah,
butt,
fuck a midget.
She not eating pork, and he'll fuck a midget. What, yes. what you were?
Yeah, fuck. Okay, let me tell you why.
Go ahead, talk your shit, bro. J.O. on the spot. Talk
I love,
your shit.
I love. Thick. Yeah, bro. I love thick. And it's like their body.
Think of CJ. I don't do it.
Their torsos are the same size. The
CJ
short,
would do it. I would do it. You
would. Their legs.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. You see CJ face? I do a fucking midget now. Bow-legged midget? I fucking love a midget.
I don't know about right now. I don't know about now.
Huh?
I don't know about now. Yeah,
listen, you would probably do a threesome.
Midgets need love, too.
Oh,
man.
I would do a threesome with a midget.
Yeah, man.
See?
Shorty, yo, shorty shaped like that big can of pork and beans. You know, the big one. She can get it. Don't even worry about
titties
it.
And ass. Titties
short,
and
stubby
ass.
Short, bitch. She got fingers like sausages and shit. Shout out to the midgets, man.
So everybody in here would fuck the midget.
Is it unanimous?
Is it? Yeah.
Hmm?
Moses ain't saying you a fucking midget, Moses.
Vince ain't
fuck
feeling
shit
that
out
shit.
The midget.
Look at Vince.
Look at Vince's face. He's like, nah, fuck the midget. Nah,
Vincent,
bro.
Vincent got the same face I do. He a fucking midget tall.
A tall midget.
I will fuck a midget tall. Yeah. Midget, we ain't gonna talk.
Tall midget. What are you
no, talking? I'm talking. I will fuck a midget tall.
He
you
say,
know what I'm saying?
He say, you fuck her till she get some height on her.
Ah! Stretch out.
Listen.
Yeah, look at CJ. Yeah, I do it too.
I mean, moral of the story.
I'm a monkey fucking midget.
Listen, moral of the
what?
Lift a weight, midget.
Moral of the story is here at Dirty Water, we support the midgets. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, so we ain't got much shit else to talk about, but I did hear the Weeknd album.
Yes.
Y'all didn't hear the
and
Weeknd.
You've been crying ever since.
I have not cried about
you've been
Weeknd.
Crying in the corner.
Why would I cry in the corner? Because
that's
Weeknd,
what
Weeknd though.
Makes you do. Cry
no,
in the
no,
corner.
He's a poppy ass motherfucker. He be poppy.
You didn't say it was lit. I didn't listen to it.
I didn't
I'm
say
sorry.
It was lit. I said it was cool. It's not lit to me.
You liked it. Now you changing.
Nah, I fucks with it.
Don't fucking change because your
with
man's
it. It's
here.
All in, it's all in your
I'm
mind,
just
though.
Saying, don't fucking change because your man's here. Don't get me hype.
What?
Don't get me fucking hype.
I want you hype.
Don't.
That's
get
when we had the best pod when you hype.
If they grab my shirt, it's fucking over for you.
How was
he's
the,
not
how
gonna
was
do
the
it.
Album,
fuck
man.
With the Weeknd album because I fuck with the Weeknd, man. But he just poppy. He be having his poppy shit.
Yeah, this nigga. Anyway, fuck that album. This nigga try to. You know what I mean? This nigga try to
Dave.
Play the Weeknd album in the studio. It's me, him, and Moses in there.
Tell him.
I'm like, my nigga, if you don't get the fuck
I
out of here,
I couldn't play the Weeknd.
Tell him how he try to
look
at you,
Dave.
Tell him how you try to look us both in the eyes and tell us we gonna listen to the Weeknd.
I'd never try to.
Tell him, Dave.
First of all, I never try to gaze into your eyes.
This nigga tried to. You looked at both of us.
How can you? You looking at me now? Don't gaze at me. Look down when you talk to me. Fuck is wrong with you?
This nigga had one eye each on us.
You multitasking eye, nigga. Multitask eye.
Hey, let me make this clear. I hate Dirty Water Podcast because these niggas are fucking.
You love us, nigga.
Fuck. Shout out to
you
our
love
homie.
Us.
Shout out to our homie J.O. He came in here and fucked with us. Our nigga Vince is in this motherfucker fucking with. Shout out to CJ. He keep clearing this shit up for y'all to hear us sound good. Fuck Moses and fuck Dave.
You know y'all. You know you always got the homeboy to be like, I don't wonder what homeboy's doing. That's Lex.
Yeah, check on your strong friend.
Check on him.
Please check on your. Especially, I'm the strong friend.
Especially light skinned. No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm the strong friend.
You light skinned.
What the
There's
fuck?
No fucking strong friend in a light skinned nigga. Find me one. Find me a strong light skinned nigga. And we will end this fucking conversation.
Yeah, strong light skinned nigga.
Yeah, the dark skinned nigga always hold it down. CJ always fucking hold it down.
That's a fact.
You fucking backstabber.
Fuck with us, react to us on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC, Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. We on SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. If you listen to us on that little purple Apple app on your iPhone, rate us. Leave
before,
a review.
Hold on. Before we
leave.
Leave
a review.
We on that Google shit too, right?
We on Google Play. We everywhere, honestly. We everywhere. What's up?
Tell them about when you want to be a porn star.
That's for next episode.
What?
Hey, yo, check. Listen, shout out to Four Side Podcast.
Shout out to Four Side Podcast. And hey, I ain't gonna lie, I have not been listening to y'all, but now I'm an active listener.
The next episode is going to be when he wanted to be a porn star called Lexi Sexy.
I never wanted to be a porn star.
He always wanted to be called Lexi Sexy.
Shout out to Four Side. They out there in White Plains. They do a lot of, they do interviews, like one-on-one interviews with artists and shit.
Yeah.
They out there going to the shows, the new artist shows out there.
Yeah.
In New York, and they on the scene, so shout out to them.
Yeah, I'm an active listener of you niggas now. Like, them niggas, they doing their thing. Like, we trying to do our thing. So, we appreciate all the support. We appreciate everybody listening to us. Oh, my Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. Interact, man. What's your shit, Dave?
Appreciate the love.
Dirty Water Dave B.
Dirty Water Dave B. We out here. Our shit is Dirty Water Podcast on Instagram, man. Fuck with us. Shout out to my nigga Vince, CJ and this motherfucker. I hate Dave and I hate Moses. Shout out to J-O. He chill with us and talk shit with
us. You got social media,
before
J-O?
I go, I want to thank Dirty Water one more time for letting me come out and bullshit with y'all.
You're a young nigga, too.
Yeah. You said you had some questions for me.
Until I got saucy.
Yeah, because he's scared.
Until I got
he don't
saucy.
Really want to ask the real questions. He married. So when you married, you don't want to realize real questions.
This is motherfucker episode 69. Fuck with us. Thank you to all the listeners. And this is what it is. 2-6 and...
Word. Shut the fuck up. Moses.